Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast, presented by Allied Home Security.
Into the 9 o'clock hour, Payne and Pendergast here on a Wednesday. Happy early Thanksgiving to all of you. We appreciate you. Carlos Correa, a week from today, we appreciate Carlos Correa too. We thank him for his 7 years of service or whatever it's been to the Houston Astros. I think it'll be seven and that's it. But, Seth, but the odds makers, at least at one particular outlet, seem to be a little more optimistic than most that Carlos Correa could remain a Houston Astro. The Tigers are the favorite. I don't think it's a big surprise, especially on the heels of what looked to be a very cordial meal between A.J. Hinch and Carlos Correa last week at Tiny Boxwoods. Don't snicker, Seth. Tiny Boxwoods.
It's a good restaurant.
It is a good restaurant. And they've got a little adjunct where they serve cookies as well that's very, very good. And coffee.
They sell cookies.
Yeah.
Yeah, they make do they have like a little wing?
It's a little shack next to it. Almost like it's not a food truck, but it's almost like a food stand next to it called Tiny Milk and Cookies.
Okay, so we're going to go to Tiny Boxwoods. I've got to go to Flying Saucer Pies at some point any day other than today because apparently there's like a 2 mile line up there.
Right.
And I got to go to that Cuban restaurant
that
we talked about.
You and I got a lot of stuff to do. We got a lot of stuff to do. Tigers are the favorite for Correa, 2-1. Yankees second on the list, 2.5-1. Are we buying the Astros, Seth, as the third team on the board at 3-1? Do they have the third best chance at signing Carlos Correa right now?
I do think that I don't know if 3-1 is the right odds or if being third best is the best. I think they should be above the Yankees just because Buster Olney is, as far as I know, isn't one of these jackass baseball writers that has gotten a whole bunch of free agency signing rumors wrong as of late, you know, where they report that Michael Brantley is signing with Toronto and all of a sudden he's back in Houston. But kind of like with Brantley, I think there's a chance that it might seem like there's so much radio silence that he's just not coming back. And then all of a sudden, lo and behold, he comes back. That's what happened with Verlander.
Yep.
You know, there weren't any hints that Verlander was coming back until all of a sudden Verlander's brother announced that Justin was coming back. So, yeah, I think there's a good chance. And then I also wonder if that 10-year deal is genuinely out there for Correa, given his injury history.
Yes.
I mean, it's not, based on performance, you could argue, okay, he hasn't been as consistent as this guy or that guy or what have you. I think there are a lot of teams out there that still believe in his upside. They just don't trust his injury history.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but as long as you're talking about the length of the contract, if I put the total at whatever deal Carlos gets from whoever it is, Detroit, the Yankees, Astros, if I put the total at 8.5 for number of years on the contract, you go over or under for the eventual deal Carlos Correa gets?
I say under. I think he's going to get something really lucrative for maybe 5 or 6 years. There's almost a chance that it ends up being even less than that because Carlos might be at a point where he wants to bank on himself and he believes in himself, but still wants to be a free agent again when he's still young, that maybe he does like a 2-year deal or something. Maybe
I'd be shocked. I don't know.
Sean, I'm not saying. I'm saying it's possible if the 10-year deals out there, or even the 8 or 7 year deals, aren't like kind of bank breaking deals, mm-hmm. that Carlos believes in himself that much.
Yeah, I think along those lines. I don't know that happens, and I know you're not predicting that happens. I think it's a possibility. I think presenting it as a possibility is absolutely in bounds. I think what could happen is that he gets a long term deal, 8 to 10 years. But there's an opt-out for him after 3 or 4 years that he could test the market again, right?
The only thing, the only guys I think about is guys that have approached free agency differently or kind of approached their own careers differently would be Max Scherzer and just, this is only a baseball comparison, everybody, Trevor Bauer. You know, who kind of like really believe in themselves and think like, okay, even with injury, I'm still going to get paid really, really big. And you know, like Trevor Bauer planned to basically sign 1 and 2 year deals for the rest of his career. Or at least at one point, that's what he said. I could see Correa kind of, I could see Correa being that guy who's wired a little bit differently, like a Max Scherzer, that just he's willing to bet on himself.
Yeah. Okay. Here's another. I'm gonna throw another potential wager at you here. Okay. The Astros do not re-sign Carlos Correa. However, we do know there are other potential shortstops out there. Okay. So you get one or the other. You either get to bet on the combination of Seager, Semien, Trevor Story, and Javier Baez. So you get all four of those shortstops or the field. Do you think the Astros 2022 shortstop comes from that group of the other elite shortstops or every other human being on the planet?
I would say every other human being on the planet.
I think so, too.
I think they're going to try to kind of – I think they're going to try to make up for Correa's offense by multiple avenues, including maybe if they upgrade at center field. The other part of it, too, Sean, is I think they really believe in Jeremy Pena. So if the right utility guy is out there, then – And I don't think it's a Ledmus Diaz that's going to be the short-term replacement because you just can't trust him to stay healthy either. So I think that some kind of utility guy or older veteran that can come in and sign a 2-year deal, like a Marcus Semien perhaps, might be the guy that bridges their way to Jeremy Pena.
So Semien, the Astros are not listed on Semien's odds board. They are listed on two of the other shortstops. Corey Seager, they're listed at 3-1 behind only the Dodgers and the Yankees. I don't think they're going to be in on Corey Seager. If they're in on Corey Seager, they may as well just bring back Correa because they're going to get similar deals, in my mind. There's three other free agents that they're listed for here on this odds board that I'm looking at here. They're 8-1 for Max Scherzer behind a slew of teams. I don't think Scherzer's coming here. That would be something else, though, if they just went all in on elite starting pitching and they had Verlander, Scherzer, and McCullers at the top of the rotation. That'd be exciting. Starling Marte, they are 6-1 for Starling Marte, but there's five other teams in front of them, the Phillies, the Yankees, the A's, the Giants, and the Mets. They are on the board for Trevor Story, but way behind a bunch of other teams at 10-1. So I think you're onto something, Seth, is the field for shortstop, not one of the other high-profile free agency shortstops.
Why is did Semien have a PED suspension at one point?
I don't know.
Why is Ocho calling him steroid Semien?
I think that's just Ocho being Ocho on the text page.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He's been remarkably durable. He's of all the marquee shortstops on the market this offseason, he's got the most games played by a pretty comfortable margin over the last several years.
Yeah, he's been very, very durable. A lot of people weighing in on the text page about your take on turkey. That shocked me, Seth, that Seth Payne would only eat fried turkey. If you missed that earlier. But yeah, there's the text messages here. Seth has never had smoked turkey before. That's why he says that. Text message, just like Mac Jones hasn't eaten enough good pies, Seth has not had the right turkey. That could be the case. Joan is suggesting that Seth brine your turkey, Seth, never dry. Seth Payne, that shocked me that Seth Payne would only eat fried turkey. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. Yeah, so the free agents A lot of people weighing in on your turkey take, Seth. They're shocked that you would.
Oh,
only...
are they upset about me? Not
I don't know that
turkey?
They're upset. They're surprised. I don't think it's not like you being upset with Mac Jones over the pie take. I think they're just a little surprised that you're that finicky about your turkey.
It's just too dry. I like juicy stuff. Mm-hmm. I like it wet and sloppy in my mouth, and that's not turkey. It's dry. I feel like I'm gonna choke on the turkey if I don't have enough beverages next to me.
Jones said to brine your turkey and then it's never dry.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I guess.
Here's the thing, Joan. I ain't cooking that turkey.
Exactly. That sounds like a lot of work.
We don't have the turkey at our house. I'm always going elsewhere. So when it's good turkey, okay, I'll give you this. Usually, my best experience has always been with a deep-fried turkey. I have had turkeys that are good before. I'm just saying my vast experience when I go to people's houses for Thanksgiving is that I'm not all that psyched about the turkey.
I used to have a neighbor when I lived up in Tomball that fried turkeys, like, for the neighborhood. Like, he brought a big, you know, big grease.
Yeah.
Big, you know, the big, the pot, like the boiling pot, but with the burner and all the grease and everything. And
the turkey fryer, Sean.
The turkey fryer, yes, that's the word that I'm looking for. It's the thing that has the contraption that has the grease in it. Oh, yeah.
You mean he wasn't cooking it in that rectangular space with the burners on the top
yes!
and the bottom?
Yes, what is that called? We have one of those. I never use that either. But it was cool, man. Like, you have a neighbor that fries turkeys for you. Very underrated neighbor.
So you just bring your turkey by and
yeah.
he would cook it for you in the morning?
He would just he'd dunk it in there for you, and boom, I got my fried turkey for the day.
That's not bad.
Not bad at all.
It's a good service. There was a neighborhood I was in once where I'm pretty sure this guy was either a drug dealer or a gangster or a mobster of some sort. But he put on, like, on the 4th of July, he put on, like, it must have been, like, a $25,000 fireworks display.
Wow.
It was, like we were our own little small municipality. This guy was awesome. He probably killed people, but he was awesome.
He put on a great fireworks
show, display,
though.
Yeah.
That's awesome. This dude would fry the turkey. You bring him over there. He'd have a line like the flying saucer pie plate. Not that long, but there would be a good 7 or 8 neighbors over there hanging out with our turkeys waiting to fry. Have you ever had turducken before?
No, I never have. Is that a real thing? Or
yes.
Is that just like a massive? So it is it's a turkey crossed with a duck?
Well, it's not an actual. No. It's not a genetically engineered thing. It's
basically,
it's a combination of 3 layers of meat. Turkey,
really?
Chicken. Yeah, it's like a turkey surrounding a chicken surrounding a duck.
I can't eat a duck, man. I've never even tried it. I know people say it's good, but I can't eat a duck. I don't know why. I know it's dumb. It doesn't make any rational sense. It's not even that I think they're all that cute. They poop all over the place. I can't eat a duck.
And you don't know why, huh? Is it the taste?
No.
Is it the taste or is it an emotional thing?
I don't like trying when it comes to meats and animals and stuff. I have a hard time trying new stuff. I had a neighbor give me some bear that he had killed, and I had to get really drunk before I'd eat it. It was really, and I had a weird
bear.
Time eating it. Yeah. And plus, he was telling me the story about it. It's like he had to drag it out of the. He had to drag it out of the forest by himself, and it sounded like a 12-hour ordeal. So I'm just thinking about all this room temperature bear being dragged over rocks and dirts and everything for 12 hours. Yeah,
is that a normal food? That's the first I've ever heard of people eating bear.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not common.
No.
But it's not abnormal, I suppose.
Okay.
Like people hunt bear and. Okay. I didn't like it all that much, even as I was drunk enough to have eaten anything. I just couldn't enjoy it.
Okay. Are you a venison guy? You like venison?
Yeah, I like venison.
Okay.
See, I got no issue with venison.
It's weird. But ducks you got an issue with.
Ducks, yeah. There's duck and geese. I don't like eating geese. I guess it's any kind of fowl, like wild fowl.
Okay.
Don't give me don't be giving me any wild fowl as a Christmas gift or a Thanksgiving dish, okay?
Crossing that off my list for Seth. I was going to get him a cooked duck, and now I got to go find some other gift.
I would have a hard time eating horse, too. Like
oh,
if somebody,
God, yes!
Yeah. But it's just mammal, right? I should like mammal. I love mammals. I eat so many mammals. And yet there's some mammals that I cross the line at, or that I draw a line at.
Oh,
the horse, you go to France, apparently, and they're eating horse all over the place.
Oh, do they
I couldn't
really?
Do it.
Oh,
yeah.
Brutal.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.